Almighty God, we pray for your blessings upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all members of the public to the council meeting this evening. Manningham also would like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time early in the meeting allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only verbal questions about issues which are not on the agenda. The second opportunity is towards the end of the meeting when written questions are dealt with, and these written questions can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item two, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence.
Mr. Mayor, I've received an apology for non-attendance from Councillor Jeff Goff.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item three, prior notification of conflicts of interest. Are there any notifications of conflicts of interest?
Mr. Mayor, I've received a written disclosure of a conflict of interest from Councillor Stephen O'Brien for item 13.2 concerning 8 to 10 Montgomery Street, Doncaster East, notice of intention to sell, post-statutory advertising, the interest being an indirect interest of close association or conflict in duty.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item four, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 28th of June 2016 and special meeting of council held on 28th of June 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on June 26th 2016 and special meeting of council held on the 28th of June 2016 be confirmed. Sorry, it should have been the 28th of June for the first one as well.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Do you wish to speak for the motion?
No.
Thank you. Speakers against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item five, verbal questions for the public. Mr. CEO.
There are no questions.
Thank you. Item six, presentations. 6.1, Greg Kennedy, South Morondite CFA Brigade. Councillors. Greg, please come and join me. So, councillors.
Luke up, Benning.
32 years of dedication. 32 years of dedication to the protection of his community as a South Warrandyte Brigade volunteer member. Greg is a very well respected and admired in his community and by fellow members of that community for his outstanding leadership, his practical expertise and his focus on the welfare of the greater Warrandyte area. He strongly believes in community involvement when it comes to fire safety education. He's led a range of initiatives, most notably the Be Ready Warrandyte campaign launched in 2011. It was this campaign which launched Greg's career as a YouTube media megastar. When, as usual, he went straight to the point and he clearly delivered the key safety message that every household must have a clear and effective bushfire plan. Greg is a mentor, a safety campaigner, a firefighter, and most certainly an inspirational leader. In recognition of his service, Greg was awarded the Australian Fire Service Medal as part of this year's Queen's Birthday Honours, a most significant honour. And councillors, it's my privilege on behalf of our grateful Manningham community to recognise Greg's 32 years of service. And of course, his service is as the last captain of the South Warrandyte Fire Brigade. Congratulations, Greg. We greatly appreciate everything that you have done and continue to do for our community. Thank you. I also have a gift for you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
And the floor is yours. Not many people get that opportunity.
perhaps you shouldn't have said that. But look, thank you for those very kind words. And I was very humbled when I became aware of the fact that I was to receive the Australian Fire Service Medal. Like councillors, we live in our society and you only get out of the world whatever you want to put in. And the people sitting around this table, most of whom I've known, some of you for many years, others not so long. But volunteering to do whatever is very important because that's how our society moves forward. So I thank you kindly for your words. I would just like to have the record to say that the Manningham City Council support to my brigade in particular, the CFA in general, is fantastic through the various officers of council, but also through letting us use equipment as and when we need it, and service and support has been fantastic, has been for a long time, and I'm sure will continue. But thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bill. Thank you. And indeed, councillors, that word volunteer is just something that it beggars belief when you look at the amount of effort and energy that Greg puts into his role. So, councillors, I'd now like to open the floor to any councillor who wishes to have something to say to Greg in recognition of his achievements.
And I'd like to get a photo with Greg at the end, please. I'd like to say congratulations to you, Greg. I was delighted to be asked to help nominate you for this, and I got some very great assistance in the background. And so I was excitedly waiting for this day. And when I got a message from Mark the night before saying tomorrow's a big day, I was thrilled. And I had to keep quiet. I didn't even tell Brendan. And then I looked through it the next day and I couldn't find it. And I was getting really worried. So I was really pleased when I heard it. So congratulations, Greg. And congratulations also for your vision in working to get a station manned by permanent staff. I know that you put a lot of time and effort into it, and I think have you now moved into the building? And it looks fantastic because it was designed by a woman. But congratulations, Greg, for your work, and I know that even though you're no longer captain, you will continue to contribute to the community and to the brigade. Thank you. Can you get a photo of me? Please.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. Councillor Yelverley.
Well, Greg, my turn to speak, and I'll make it all about me as well. thank you very much for moving the new station closer to my place in Park Orchards. We moved into the area 20 years ago, and my husband had joined as a volunteer and never quite made it to one fire because we just lived too far away. The trucks were already gone by the time we got there. But now he's probably, he'd hate me to say this, too old to join. but it's been a pleasure knowing you, and I expecting to see you at the Fireball, so I'll probably get a photo of you then. And thank you for all your great work. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Greg, mate, what an absolute pleasure it is to see someone in the community who works so hard deservedly be recognised, such as yourself. I just want to say congratulations on the 32 years of service that you provided to Manningham, especially the hard work that your whole team goes through, and a big congratulations to you, mate. Cheers.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner.
Greg, it's been a pleasure knowing you, and I'm sure this time won't end. Thank you for the legacy that you're going to leave behind. I lived my teenage years in Warrandyte, and it's a beautiful place, and it needs good people like you looking after it and looking after, you know, our community, which you do. You're a great man, you're a great leader, you're an amazing inspirer. I can't even say the word.
Inspiration,
that's a good word. But thank you so much. In the short time I've known you, you're a real wonderful man. You've got a real great heart for the community, and I know that will never stop, no matter what. So thank you for your endless, tireless amounts of hours, sacrificing your family, your social life to save lives, and that's what you've done. And I thank you. Thank you for the people that can't be here to thank you that you've saved their homes, you've saved their livelihoods, and you've done it for a very long time, and we need great people like you in our community. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Great. Councillor Hines.
Well, as a city dweller, I spend very little time out at Warrandyte except for when I take people there on tours. I actually go to Warrandyte as a tourist, so I'm grateful for the fact that it's been cared about as well as it does. I never thought I'd have a need to really get involved in fire things until last November, when there was one behind my house on Weatherby Road. And I didn't do a really good job at really following all the rules of fire safety. But all I know is they're really scary, they're really dangerous, and I'm glad that we've got good people that can help look after that, because I thought my house and everyone else's was going up, and I don't even live in the bush. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor.
Greg, I haven't met you, but all I can say is that you guys do an absolute amazing, an amazing job. Thank you.
Thank you, councillors. We'll now move on with the agenda. And Greg, please don't feel you need to sit through the rest of the evening. Item 7, petitions.
Mr. Mayor, there are no petitions.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 8, admission of urgent business.
Mr. Mayor, there is one item of urgent business proposed to be submitted.
Thank you. Do I have a mover for that particular item?
Yes, I'd like to move that item.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally.
Shall I read it? That Council admits for consideration the following item for urgent business at item 15.1, being that the Chief Executive Officer allocate funds to the Greater Warrandyte Fireball Committee to assist it in meeting a budget shortfall of $7,000, which was unexpected and due to the venue organisers' requirement that their soundstage contractor be used for the event.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downey. I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.